Yeah, man.
Nice. Number two.
Yeah, Moonglow. Benny Goodman Quartet. So Moonglow was first recorded by Joe Venuti and his orchestra in 1933, with later recordings by Ethel Waters and Benny Goodman in 1934. 1934.
Jeez.
You know?
It sounds great, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and that was
well preserved.
Another great band, you know? Real tight.
Sure.
Very extremely talented musicians, you know?
Professionals. Yeah. Great tune. Great tune.
You know, and thanks for letting me get to play that song. I mean, that's like a family thing right there, that song. It's like, that reminds me of everything about my family, which is, makes me feel good.
There you go. Right on. Well, this next tune.
What's your number two?
Number two.
You were talking about CCR a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I got a CCR song that I love that's dear to me. I don't know why. I don't have the crazy backstory that you do with, you know, someone saving somebody's life, you know. This song.
Someone saved my life tonight.
You got the wrong artist again.
Sugar Bear.
No, this song's got nothing to do with Sir Elton John.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's all John Fogerty again.
Okay.
It's all just.
There's so many songs of theirs I love so much. I can't wait to know what you
think. Yeah, well, you'll love it. I mean, you even mentioned the song when you were talking about.
Oh, I did? It was on that one album?
Yeah. This is looking out my back door.
Okay.
This song is just stupid.
Looking out my back door.
Yeah, the lyrics, listen to this. These lyrics are just ridiculous. There's a giant doing cartwheels, a statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. A dinosaur Victrola listening to Buck Owens. Looking out my back door. There's references to tambourines and elephants. There's something about taking a ride on the flying spoon.
Wow.
I mean, people thought back in the day these were drug references, and for good reason. I mean, it's,
yeah.
What the hell are they talking about? John Fogerty has come out and said that he was inspired by a Dr. Seuss book, of all things. There is a book called, and to think it happened on Mulberry Street, I think it's called. I thought I saw it on Mulberry Street, where there's a parade happening in the book. And all these things are flying by that it's just whimsical craziness. Like, you know. And John Fogerty writes this stuff down and sets it to just the most toe-tap and...
Yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Like, you can't help it.
Yeah. This song also reminds me of The Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
The scene where...
His Creedence tape.
Yeah, his Creedence tape. After he gets his enema or whatever happens to him, he's feeling great and he's driving around listening to Creedence, smoking the joint with his roach clip.
Yeah.
And he's like pounding on the ceiling of his car, listening to looking out my back door, and then he drops his roach clip in his lap and then crashes his car.
Yeah.
I mean,
a really dramatic crash into the dumpster.
Yeah. That's the dude.
And then even when... Well, you know, when he's talking to the cops and
yeah,
what he got stolen and send her some Creedence tapes.
Some Creedence. That's the dude, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah, look.
Just this song is just fun and stupid and
yeah.
just toe tapping, just a good time.
Yep.
It's my number two.
Number
Looking
two.
Looking out my back door, Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Do-do-do.
Yeah. Looking out my back door. Ryan Blake, are you ready? Are you ready to reveal your number one feel-good song of all time?
I gotta wait for Chantel to give me my instruction. Chantel?
Number one.
Okay. So,
it's weird. We have all these different women come in, and they all sound the same.
Well, you have many fans.
Apparently. What's your number one? This is exciting. This is the first episode. This is the first number one.
This is the first number one of the first episode. This is my number one feel-good song of all time.
Of all time.
And
you sure about this?
I have to start by saying that it is a reggae song. And
wouldn't have it any other way.
It doesn't matter what the song is. It's a good reggae song makes you feel good. It always does. And there's clearly one band that is better than all the rest when it comes to...
It's like the Beatles. They're the best rock and pop band of all time.
Sitting on that rhythm, nobody did it like the Wailers did it.
Yeah.
And so trying to figure out just the right song to pick of any of the Marley songs, I had to think about... I didn't want to do something that was on the record, because, you know, different takes, blah blah blah, whatever. I really an important part of the Wailers to me, and the feel good aspect of their whole deal is their performance and how good they were as a live band.
Right.
So, there's this album, Talkin' Blues. Bob Marley, Talkin' Blues.
He's
you have
got
this?
The album cover. He's showing it to me. I do not have that one.
Okay. This is 1973, and they were touring under Sly and the Family Stone.
Really?
In America.
Supporting. Wow. Okay.
Because Sly was the number one band in Black American music at the time. And there was a radio station in San Francisco that was giving them a lot of airplay. And they got the Wailers to come in and perform live on the radio. Back then in 73. So this is with the original guys with Peter Tosh on guitar and vocals, and it's Earl Lindo was on keyboards back then. Aston Family Man Barrett and his brother Carlton Barrett with the most ridiculous rhythm section in the history of music, I think.
Yeah, we may have to do a top 10 rhythm sections
of
all time.
It's a good idea.
Yeah,
I mean,
they'll be in there somewhere, absolutely.
So, it didn't really matter what song I picked from here, because they're all perfect. Every one of them on here. I mean, it's got all the good ones. Talkin' Blues, Burnin' and Lootin', Get Up, Stand Up, Slave Driver, Walk to Proud Land, Rasta Man Chant. But I picked Kinky Reggae.
That's a good one.
And bass line, sick. Drums, sick. Singing, the performance, the whole thing. It's live, man. It's the best, reggae band, and, you know, I mean, they made reggae.
Yeah.
And no one's ever been better at it.
Ryan Blake's number one, Kinky Reggae, live, Talkin' Blues, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Wow.
Yeah, man.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah, they're a good band.
What did he say? She has
let me give you that line.
Yeah.
It was
I really want to know this.
Okay. She had brown sugar yeah. all over her booga wooga.
Yeah.
And then but then he said, "I think I might join the fun, but I had to hit and run."
Wow. Can you say that on the radio?
I know, right? Kinky reggae. Kinky as kinky can
that
be.
That was I can't believe that was live.
Yeah.
Like
live in the radio studio.
That's amazing. I have to get that record.
Yep. I got it right here.
What's it called again?
Talking Blues.
Talking Blues. Okay, I'm going to
And there's actually this is the older one and they re-released it. And it had a couple more tracks. Songs on it. It had
they always do that.
What's that? A Peter Tosh song. I can't think of the name of it right now. Hmm. And Lively Up Yourself.
Is, okay.
Yeah.
Don't Be No Drag.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wow, Ryan Blake's number one.
That was my number one.
Bob Marley
yeah.
and the Wailers, Kinky Reggae.
Yeah.
Live on the radio.
Yeah, 1973. San Francisco.
That was ridiculous. Well, thank you very much for that, sir. My number one is coming up now. When you think of feel-good artists.
Wait. Amanda?
Number one.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Amanda. Could you get us some coffee, please? Thank you. All right. My number one, you know, when you think of feel-good songs, you think of feel-good artists. You think of feel-good artists, you think Stevie Wonder.
Oh, uh-huh.
There's no... I mean, I could have put 10 different Stevie Wonder songs as my number one.
You Are the Sunshine of My Life?
Yeah, that's one.
Gosh.
My Cherie O'More.
My Cherie O'More.
No, that's not the one. There's Uptight.
Yeah.
I mean, everything is all... It's right there.
And then,
in
like,
the song.
Superstition and, like, those ones are even kind of upbeat and, like...
I mean, it could have been anything.
Yeah.
But I went for... This was when I first thought of this category.
This was the first song that came to your head?
There was a couple of them. This was one of them.
Uh-huh.
It's Sir Duke.
Oh.
Yeah, I was listening to Songs in the Key of Life a few weeks ago, and I was like, top 10 feel-good songs. This is easy. It's Sir Duke.
I've never heard this song.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. Okay. Brace yourself. Okay. This is a celebration of music. This is... I mean, Songs in the Key of Life... He, when he recorded this album, he was recovering from a horrible car accident where he almost died.
Mm.
And he had an infant child.
What was he doing driving a car?
I believe he was a passenger. Thank you, Mr. comedian guy. He was a passenger. Anyway, he almost died. He came out... he recovered with a sense of, you know, this is life. I have to live it. It's,
right.
You know, I have to embrace everything. And Song of the Key of Life is a double album. It's full of some of the most uplifting, fun songs. You know the song I Wish?
No.
I think you've heard it before.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's probably one like that other one that, you know, you were talking like,
you
oh,
are
I
the
know sun- this
You
song.
Are the Sunshine of My Life. You know that one. It's also from that record. Okay. He put together this ridiculous band, including Mr. Nathan Watts on the bass. Mm-hmm. Listen to the bass in this song. It's insane. Great horn section. Just super energetic, fun. This song is just about the joy of music.
Okay.
He references Sir Duke, of course, the title character in the song is Duke Ellington.
Okay.
He's talking about Duke Ellington. He's talking about Count Basie. He's talking about Glenn Miller. He's talking about Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, all the greats that came before. And he's just like...
Does he reference them directly?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. You'll hear it.
Okay.
And he just talks about how music can make us feel great and just feel alive. This is Stevie Wonder. This is my number one. On our first show, I'm very excited to present this. I can't believe you've never heard it before.
Yeah, you know, I just never really have gotten into really getting into Stevie Wonder. You know, I know his stuff, you know, but I just don't. Well, have all of his albums kind of a thing, you know?
Sir Duke.
I know, that's
kind of... No, it's okay. Don't apologize. There's a lot of stuff that I haven't gotten into as much as I should. But Sir Duke is a ridiculously fun, feel-good song. And it's my number one on all-time top 10 with Ryan and Ben. Yes. Sir Duke.
Wow. Yeah, I totally know that song, man.
I knew you would. I knew you knew it.
I totally know that one. That chorus is such a fantastic hook. My gosh. And pretty good bass player.
He's all right.
I see now why, you know, you being a bass player and all, you have particular fondness for the low end.
I do. It's a sickness. It's like... That's all I ever listen to. Well, that's not true, but...
You got a fever.
The only cure. So, anyway, yeah, that's my number one.
And we're back.
And we're back. our top 10 feel good songs of all time.
Yeah, man, you know, that was actually really cool.
I had a great time. Hope we can keep doing these.
Yeah, I mean, those are songs I really, really enjoy, like, thoroughly.
Yeah.
Like, for real, though.
You're talking about my list.
All of them.
All of them.
You know?
Yeah. No, all of them except the Polyphonic Spree. But no, I like them all, too. Keep listening for the show. We're going to be back next time.
Yeah.
Our category next time, we have decided, it's going to be top 10 angry heartbreak songs.
Yeah, it is.
We were thinking about top 10 love songs, and, you know,
realizing it, we need to be more specific.
There are so many love songs. There's so many categories. There's, you know, happy love songs. There's sad heartbreak songs. There's angry heartbreak songs.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of like, I hate you because you left me kind of thing.
F you song.
Yeah. To be more vulgar, sure.
Right. Yeah. But I wasn't.
You said F.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean anything.
You said the letter F.
It's a letter.
Face it. You said F. Anyway.
That's the next one we're going to do.
Yep. So check us out next week. We will be back with that.
But that was really cool.
Yep. I hope you guys liked it. Hope everyone listening enjoyed it. If there's even two people listening, I feel like we've done our job. If there's more than two, cool. If there's like 200, then that's ridiculous.
No, this is what's going to happen here. We had to pick out our songs, and there were the ones that didn't quite make it. So we're calling the honorable mentions, are we not?
We are.
And
what do you got, Ryan Blake? You had a couple of them?
Yeah, I had Chicken Payback by the Band of Bees. I had the what's this one called? The Tallest Man, The Broadest Shoulders, blah, 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 Sufjan Stevens.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had Let Me Be by Xavier Rudd. I had Good Morning Sun by John Holt. It's another reggae song. Good Vibrations, Beach Boys. I had
of course. I don't know how the Beach Boys didn't make it on either of our lists.
And Put a Lid on It by the Squirrel Nut Zippers.
That's a classic.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. For me, it was a tough choice. I came down to 36 songs that I had picked out, and I whittled it down to 10. I had to cut a bunch of them. A couple that I'd like to mention just in passing. Joe Tex, Show Me.
Mm-hmm.
Show me a man that's...
Yeah.
You know it. Queen, Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah.
Love that song. The Monkees, Daydream Believer. And Louis Armstrong, When You're Smiling.
Yeah.
The whole world smiles with you.
That's so anyway, my song.
What was your top 10? Let's recap for the
folks. So my top 10 was... I was going to see if I can do it by memory.
Polyphonic Spree.
Polyphonic Spree was number 10. Number 9.
What was the song called?
It was called Reach for the Sun. And I'm not even going to try to remember.
That's fine.
Number 9 was Planet Claire, B-52s. And I 8, I've Got a Feeling, the Beatles. Tell Me Something Good, Rufus, Chaka Khan. Talking Bear Mountain Picnic Massacre Blues, Bob Dylan. That was number 6. The Breeze, Dr. Dog. Feeling Good, Nina Simone. Long As I Can See the Light by Creedence. Number 2, I had Moonglow by Benny Goodman. And number 1, Feel Good Song, Kinky Reggae, Bob Marley and the Wailers.
Very nice. Okay, my top 10 was number 10, It Must Be Love by Madness. Number 9, are you done? Number 9, Up on Cripple Creek by The Band. Number 8, You Can Make Me Dance, Sing or Anything by The Faces. Number 7, Let's Stay Together by Al Green. Number 6, Punk Rock Girl by the Dead Milkmen. We should also point out that was supposed to be your number 4, but I stole it.
You did.
Like a jerk. But we all got to hear it. That's the most important part. Number 5, I Can See Clearly Now by Johnny Nash. Number 4, Sly and the Family Stone, Hot Fun in the Summertime. Number 3, Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles. Number 2, Creedence, Clearwater Revival, Looking Out My Back Door. And my number 1 feel-good song of all time is Sir Duke by Stevie Wonder.
It's a great list.
Yours was great, too. Loved it. Let's do the Ben 500.
Okay, what do you want to do about that?
Ben 500. 500.
This is the Bent 500. A while ago, I put together my list of my 500 favorite songs of all time.
It's totally crazy as far as I'm concerned to even try to put together a list like that.
I've been told that, but I don't know. I think it's cool. I have made, you know, revisions to it here and there, but overall, I think it holds up.
I think you already told me what your number one is.
Well, you're not going to reveal that.
Of course not. But
I'll kill you. We'll try to squeeze these in to episodes where there's like a little extra time, and I want to try to start from the number 500.
So. Oh my gosh, really? Okay.
Hey, we're gonna do 500 of these shows. Damn it. You never know. So let's start with number 500. This is my number 500. It's the Decemberists, and the song's called O Valencia. Decemberists from Portland. Great little indie band, kind of nerdy rock.
Mm-hmm.
And this song is just one of their best. It's got a great little pop sensibility. It's got, you know, it's upbeat. It's fun, but typical of the Decemberists, it references Romeo and Juliet, which is, you know, they're super bookish nerds, but they're just a great band.
The Decemberists just sounds romantic for some reason.
Yeah. Well, this is one of their best songs from 2006. This is O Valencia.
You belong to the gang, and you say you can't break away, but I'm here with my hands on my heart, and our families can't agree. I'm your brother, sworn enemy, but I shout out my love to the stars. So wait for the stars. Down.
Welcome back, everyone. It's time for another Ben 500 selection.
The Ben 500.
Thank you for that lovely intro, Susan.
Man,
I appreciate
it. You're stuck on Susan.
I said Sheila last time.
Yeah, but it's one or the other.
Well, they start with an S, right?
Right.
Don't they all start with
an S? Try something else. Why don't you ask Nancy?
Nancy.
Or Bethany. You can ask Ariel. You can ask Kathy. All
right. Well, I have my favorites.
What about Danielle or Franco?
Danielle. Franco? What the hell? Look, what is this? It's the Ben 500, right?
Right.
Right. This is my number 499. My 499th favorite song of all time. This is ridiculous, I know. But we're going to push on with it because I want to. So fuck off. My number 499 is a...
Wow, I'm convinced.
Yeah. Hey, Tom Jones is convinced.
Gosh, we're already at number 499?
I know, it's crazy.
It's just like, it just went like that.
Are you just going to shut up or not? If not, then go away. 499, Tom Jones. This is a little ditty called I Who Have Nothing. Everyone knows Tom Jones. He's that cheeseball standard singer guy with an amazing, amazing voice. It's a huge voice. It's bombastic. It's a little schlocky, but he can belt one out better than anyone. This song in particular has a part where he's just like, it sounds like his throat is like coming out of his body. It's crazy. Check it out. I Who Have Nothing by Tom Jones. Number four.
I who have nothing, I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. I love you. He buys you diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that he can give the world, but he'll never love you the way I love you. He can take you any place he wants, to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only watch you eat. My nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing, I who have no one, must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else. When darling, it's I who loves you. I love you. I love you.
Here we are with the first installment of Arby's Irie 3.
Ryan Blake's Arby.
IR3. Yeah, that's, well, those are my initials. And these three songs are all reggae, sort of. Well, they're, you know, rock steady, reggae, all in that sort of genre.
Yeah. You're pretty much a reggae aficionado, right?
Well, my brother got me into this stuff early on.
Mm-hmm.
When I didn't even know what it kind of involved. I was, you know, anyway.
And, well, but you feel like you can, especially to people like me, I know some, uh-huh. I don't know a ton. You can be kind of an authority figure and you can, you know,
well,
almost a teacher in a way. Because I want to know more about it, and I don't know much.
I'll play that role.
Yeah.
For this, I love reggae. I'm just a big fan, and I don't know a lot of history, but I know some, and but I'm always trying to hear new bands, you know, from, and that's why I'm playing in a super old track, or I'm picking a super old track, sort of right in the middle.
Yeah.
And then a newer kind of track.
Okay.
And I'm gonna have three tracks. You're going to pick the two that we're going to listen to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We have time for two today.
Yeah.
So I want to. What are your three?
I've got the Ethiopians. It's a song called Engine 54, and it's from 1968.
Well, okay. So that's, yeah.
The second one is Burning Spear. This is from 1975.
Mm-hmm.
And a song called Old Marcus Garvey. And then Hepcat, 1996. Song called Come Out.
Cool.
What do you want to hear?
Let's hear a little Burning Spear.
Okay.
It's a name I've heard many, many times and can't say that I've ever heard. You know what? I take that back. I did hear, I was working at the Greek Theater and he played there.
Okay. Yeah.
So I briefly heard a little bit. I was working. So
and it is a he. His name's Winston Rodney.
Right.
He's the singer, or he is Burning Spear.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been around a long time. They're still... Oh, no, he's still doing his thing.
Yep. This was in 2002 I saw him at the Greek. Cool. He's like a big, huge Rastafarian dude.
Yeah.
And
he's got a really unique voice.
Yeah, I remember that.
So what's the other one you want to hear? Ethiopians or Hepcat?
We play a lot of old music on this show, which is cool. But, yeah, let's hear some Hepcat because you're not going to believe this. I have actually seen Hepcat, too.
Have you? Cool.
I have because they opened for the Boston's in mid-90s.
Hepcat is a great show. They put on a great show.
It was cool.
And you know the guy, one of the lead singers, there's two of them. There's two lead singers. There's Greg Lee is the guy, the main lead singer. And then there's Alex DeZaire, who is the guy from Swingers, the black guy in Swingers.
Oh, yeah.
And
okay.
He was in
Becker. This
party's
dead anyway.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, that guy. And then there's, what's his name? Something Barry on keyboards, and he's the third singer in the horn section, and they're all really great.
I saw them open for the Boston's back in the mid-90s. So, cool. So,
but and this song that I picked called Come Out is from Scientific, their album Scientific.
Okay.
And Alex DeZaire is the lead. He sings the lead in this particular song.
Cool.
So, all right. So, first we're going to play Burning Spear, Old Marcus Garvey.
No one remembers old Marcus Garvey. No one remembers old Marcus Garvey. No one remembers old Marcus Garvey. Steal the signpost off
Spear.
Nice.
That was old Marcus Garvey.
You know, I'm a sucker for great bass lines.
Yeah. So. And that's one of the coolest things, like less is more,
mm-hmm.
you know, and doing it. It's taught me a lot in my performing.
Restraint.
Restraint.
Yep.
That's exactly the word.
Yeah.
So the next song, this is Hepcat from 1996. This is called Come Out, and it's from their album Scientific.
Aren't these guys on Tim Armstrong from Rancid's label or something? I think that he discovered them and brought them up.
It could very well be. I honestly don't know.
I thought they were Hellcat Records.
Hellcat, yeah.
That's his
okay.
That's his label, yeah.
See, for some reason I thought it was their label because it had Hepcat. Cat in it. You know?
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
No, but
if I'm wrong, we'll cut all this out.
So come out.
You know what? You like that one? You like that
you
one,
do
right?
That over, right?
Yeah, okay. We're gonna do it again. What, man? What, man? Come, you're not moving, man. One in you, wait. Come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. This one here, another musical treasure. Done the Hepcat way, make your body make your body sway. Come on, come on, come on, sing the song, sing the song.
Come out,
right,
and put on your dancing shoes.
Right here, right now, do what you can.
Come out,
right. Music so sweet, make you want to move your feet.
Wow.
Steady rocking it easy. Nice and breezy, do your thing nice and sleazy. Move it any way you can, left and right. Clap you on, right. I'm inviting you, you and you to come and do what you do and do it with I and them and
everyone. Come to the dance.
Come out right now, not yesterday.
day, but no, not later, but now what you see. Strictly for you, Miss Berry. I'm feeling so groovy, baby. Can you get with that? I knew you could. Swing it, brother, one more.
Come out and put on your dancing shoes.
As I would tell it to you.
Come out and put on your dancing shoes.
Said if you do come once, then you must come twice. You come and you come again now. And if it feels real good, if it feels real nice, I say you do it again and again. Steady rocking it, it easy, fever. Steady rocking it, it easy, fever. Wow! Nice and breezy. Do what you do when you do it well. To let your body. Watch this one, man.
It's time to...
To what, brother?
Feel good.
You know I already am.
It's time to...
Uh-uh.
Feel good.
Wow! Put on your best dress, girl. I'm gonna make you the talk of the town. I said I love you more pound for pound, even though you're big and round. Nice and slow, gonna get down and low and do the things you know. Well, baby, you know I'm good to go.
Come up and put on your dancing shoes.
Dancing shoes or your working shoes, as long as you can dance away the blues.
And put on your real cool shoes.
And I knew you could do it too. Come, 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 man. Another Epcot treat to the steady rocking with the easy beat. Move your feet, be nice and cool.
So that was Hepcat with Come Out. And that was this week's Arby's Ivy 3. And, well, here's Ben. He just strolled on back in here.
Yeah. And this is All-Time Top 10 with Ryan and Ben. See you guys next time.